This is case number 3160168 regarding a TriMet exclusion. The excluded party is Christopher M. Hall. My name is Adelia Huang. I am a hearings officer with the City of Portland Auditor's Office, and this is the date and time scheduled for this hearing. I do know that it is a little bit after 1:30 on August 16th, 2016. Mr. Hall is not present in the hearings room, nor is there anyone present from TriMet. At this time, I am going to take a look to see if Mr. Hall was provided with any notice of today's hearing. It does appear that a notice of hearing was mailed out by the hearings office on August 1st, 2016, and it was mailed out to an address provided by Mr. Hall at the time he requested a hearing on the matter. I also do not see that this notice has been returned as undeliverable by the Postal Service. So at this time, I will ask the hearings clerk if Mr. Hall has had any contact with the hearings office.
We have not heard from the appellant.
Thank you. Due to the fact that the hearing notice is very clear that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case, and hearings begin promptly, which is underlined and in all capital letters, I do find that Mr. Hall has been provided with adequate notice of today's hearing and will now proceed with the hearing. At this time, I am going to admit exhibits 1 through and including 6 into the record. Exhibit number 3 is a copy of the notice of exclusion that was issued by Officer C. Hoyer on July 27th, 2016. The written narrative portion of Exhibit 3 states the following. Hall exited the northbound MAX and did not possess fare. I asked him why he did not have fare, and he said he bought fare earlier in the day and thought he bought an all-day pass. I asked him if he had the fare he purchased earlier in the day, and he handed me a fare from the day before. He did not give me the same day's fare. I issued him an exclusion and explained his options. There is no information submitted on behalf of Mr. Hall to contest the credibility or relevance of the written information submitted by Officer Hoyer in Exhibit Number 3. Therefore, I do find that the written statement that I just read into the record is credible and accurately describes the circumstances leading to the issuance of the exclusion to Mr. Hall on July 27th, 2016. I do find that the following occurred. I find that Mr. Hall had exited a northbound MAX train and did not display or possess proof of fare. I find that Mr. Hall had displayed a proof of fare that was purchased for the day before. However, Mr. Hall did not have unexpired proof of fare valid for July 27, 2016 on the time that he had been observed aboard the MAX train. TriMet Code 2915 states that it is unlawful for any person to occupy, ride in, or use any district vehicle without carrying proof of fare payment, and proof of fare payment is specific insofar as it must be valid fare, valid for the use of the person at that particular time that the person is aboard or using the TriMet service vehicle. I therefore find, based upon the facts in this case, that it is more probable than not that Mr. Hall violated TriMet Code 2915 when Mr. Hall did not display and possess valid proof of fare to the issuing officer. Therefore, the exclusion is valid in this case. It is a 30-day exclusion, and at this time, I'm going to verify the effective date of this exclusion. Can you pause the record? And that way there's enough time. Okay. I just had the record paused so that I can confirm the effective date of this particular exclusion, and it is going to be effective Friday, August 26th, and it is a 30-day exclusion. I note that there is no information in the record to support that Mr. Hall is transit dependent or disabled, so therefore I am not issuing a qualified exclusion at this time. However, if Mr. Hall is transit dependent or disabled, he is advised to send in a written document indicating why he uses TriMet or why he depends on TriMet and the dates and times of his use as well as what vehicle he uses, and a hearings officer will review his request to see if he may be allowed some uses of TriMet during the life or duration of this valid exclusion. The hearing is now closed.